From WYPR, I'm Sheila Kast. We're on the record. Lawyers in the Library is in the business of turning lives around. It's a partnership between Maryland Legal Aid and the Inukprat Free Library. It grew out of the violent unrest 2 years ago today after Freddie Gray was fatally injured in police custody. Lawyers in the Library offers access to free legal advice right in the neighborhood. We talk with Melanie Townsend-Diggs, manager of the library branch in Penn North, Amy Petkosik of Maryland Legal Aid, and her client, Shannon Powell, who recalls her first meeting with Petkosik.
I said, I have a record. It's way back to 1986, and it looked kind of messed up, but I'm not that person.
It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Kast. We're On the Record. Put yourself in these shoes. You've served 3.5 years in prison, you've paid that debt, and you're working hard to keep your past drug use at bay. But you've still got a string of shoplifting charges on your record, and that's keeping you from getting a decent job, enough income for a place to call home. We're going to meet that person later in the show, but first we're going to learn about the program that helped her put her life back on track, Lawyers in the Library. It's a partnership between Maryland Legal Aid and the Inukprat Free Library. It grew out of the unrest 2 years ago. 2 years ago today, after Freddie Gray died, he had been injured in police custody. Lawyers in the Library gives convenient access to free legal advice right in the neighborhood. In these 2 years, more than 1,000 people have had criminal records expunged and received free assistance or advice about housing, family law, and employment. And Lawyers in the Library has expanded from one branch in the Penn North neighborhood to several libraries in the city and county, and more on the way. Amy Petkosik directs the Community Lawyering Initiative at Maryland Legal Aid. She's with me in the studio. Welcome to On the Record, Amy.
Thank you.
Also with us is Melanie Townsend-Diggs, who manages the Pennsylvania Avenue branch of the Inukprat Free Library. Melanie, welcome.
Thank you, Sheila, for having us here.
Now, Amy, how did Lawyers in the Library come about? What was the genesis?
Well, the unrest was unplaying in the streets of Baltimore. Maryland Legal Aid's chief operating officer, Dusty Toller, was watching it all on the news, like many of us. And while she was watching the news, she saw that the Pennsylvania Avenue branch of the Inukprat Free Library had made a decision to remain open as a beacon of trust in the community. She actually watched Ms. Townsend-Diggs on the news talking about that decision to remain open. With that was the genesis of the idea, if this place is such a trusted icon in the community, why not put our lawyers there? There was an outcry from legal aid staff who wanted to do something after the unrest in the streets, and this seemed like the perfect marriage. Ben Rosenberg, who is a prominent local attorney who sits not only on the Equal Justice Council, a fundraising arm of Maryland Legal Aid, he also is on the board of the Inukprat Free Library, and he was able to put the steps into place to communicate with the leadership of the library and really make all of this start to happen. We had a few initial meetings, and within a few weeks, we were in that branch.
Melanie Townsend-Diggs, take us back to where you were 2 years ago, maintaining a safe haven at the epicenter of civil unrest. I remember it was a media circus on top of everything else. Mm-hmm. What was that like, and what went through your mind when Maryland Legal Aid contacted you?
Wow. 2 years ago today, we were preparing for what we didn't know. Actually, we just knew that people were calling us. We were in the library that afternoon, and people were saying, are you ready? Do you see what's going on? In fact, everything that was unfolding began at Mondawmin Mall, just about a mile away from the library. And people were calling saying, well, the young people are coming down towards North Avenue, where you are, at Pennsylvania Avenue. And we were like, okay, if they come down, we'll be prepared, we'll be ready. And so when we saw the group headed toward the library, we had a plan in place. We decided that what we would do, we would lock the door unassumingly. I mean, we didn't make a big deal out of it, but we did lock the door because we had customers on the inside. We had families on the inside, who children who come every day after school. They were already there. And so our security guard locked the door, and we went around to each person to say, you know, we've locked the door because of the activity on the outside. If you feel safer going out, you're welcome to. We will lead you out another door, not through our front doors, but another door around the side, and you may leave. No one wanted to leave. Everyone stayed inside.
And this was about what time?
This was about almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we were there from about 2 o'clock to about 5:30. Just keeping everyone at bay, also communicating with our leadership. Our chief of neighborhood library services, Eunice Anderson, called us to say, you know, she really wanted to get to the branch to survey what was going on and to, you know, assist us with getting people out and then closing the branch that day. So all of that was going on the inside. We were watching. We saw the police cars, you know, going up in smoke. We saw the young people jumping up and down on the police cars. We saw all of that activity outside, out of our window. But, you know, in my mind was just the fact that this has now become a safe haven for folks. This has become a place where, you know, they feel more comfortable being here than out. So I'm going to do the best I can, not only for customers inside, but for the staff as well, to make sure that everybody was safe. And that next day when we opened, you know, we knew we were going to be open. Dr. Hayden, now Librarian of Congress, former, director of Enoch Pratt, I mean, she called, and the Chief of Neighborhood Library Services, Eunice Anderson, called me. And I knew that we were all on the same page when we said, let's open. I mean, there was no second thought about that. We knew we were going to be open that next day. In fact, the schools were closed that next day.
I know.
Yeah. And then the media, as you said, they just, you know, pounced on and showed the world. But thank goodness that second day brought out a new light to what Baltimore is really about. The community came together, remember? Yeah. And everybody joined hands. And
a lot
of cleanup, a lot of celebration in the street to say, let's show the world that this is the Baltimore that we know. And I think from Gusty seeing that on the TV, we had an opportunity to talk about that experience and to see, you know, that we were taking a stand. We were making a stand. I mean, the library was really making a stand for this is what our neighborhood is about. This is what all of our neighborhoods are about. We're about coming together. We're about being there for our customers. We've been there before. We'll always be there. And thinking that the Lori in the Library program would come out to Pennsylvania Avenue to break down barriers so that people will be able to experience wholeness and healthiness and a chance to begin anew and afresh in their life. I mean, that was just wonderful to know that we could begin that partnership there.
That's Melanie Townsend Diggs here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cash. She manages the Pennsylvania Avenue branch of the Enoch Pratt Free Library. Also with us is Amy Petkosik from Maryland Legal Aid. We're talking about Lawyers in the Library, a program they sponsor that brings legal assistance into neighborhoods where access to legal advice can sometimes be limited. So, Amy, tell us how Lawyers in the Library works.
Lawyers in the Library sort of starts all with red carts on wheels. If individuals can visualize, we pack computers, laptops, printers into these carts, and the lawyers put them in their cars from our central Maryland Legal Aid offices, and then we wheel them into the libraries. We get into a library central room, and we set up around the room. We use a combination of Maryland Legal Aid staff members, so attorneys and paralegals, and then we also use volunteer pro bono lawyers from around the city and state, and law students from both of the law schools here in Maryland volunteer their time with us almost every single week. So we set up around the room, clients come in, they do a brief intake, and then they are able to receive full representation on criminal record expungements and brief advice on cases such as domestic violence, housing, problems with their landlords.
About how many clients do you see in a given week?
So when we first started this project at Ms. Townsend Diggs Branch, we averaged about 7 to 10 individuals in a 2-hour period. We are now averaging 40 individuals weekly in a 2-hour period. And those are new individuals at the Pennsylvania Avenue branch every single week.
Mm-hmm. And when do you do this?
At Pennsylvania Avenue, it is every Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and usually a line starts forming about 12 or 12:30. And we are also now at the Waverly branch, at the Orleans Street branch, and we are also at four libraries in Baltimore County. And all of those various times are available on Maryland Legal Aid's website.
And we will link to that from the On the Record page at WYPR.org. The legal help that people are seeking, is it mostly related to expunging criminal records?
There's about 60% of what we see is related to expunging criminal records. We also see a lot of other barriers related to civil legal help that individuals need removed in order to access jobs. For instance, they may have a child support modification that's stopping them from getting a CDL driver's license. We also see a lot of individuals with so much trauma in their lives, they really need brief advice from a lawyer so that they can move forward. We had an individual come into one of our library sessions about a week and a half ago who had cut our ad out of the paper and was suffering from some pretty extreme domestic violence. And her husband would not allow her to seek an attorney, but he let her come to the library to check out a book. And because she knew the lawyers would be in the library, she asked his permission to come on that day. We were able to help her on site do a full intake, and now she's in a shelter program.
Melanie Towson-Diggs, how do clients know? I mean, Amy just told us about a client who timed her visit to the library to take advantage of the lawyers. Is the word spreading, or how does the word get out?
Wow. You know, word of mouth, I believe, is the number one still spreading. Even though we have Facebook, social media, and all those other things, word of mouth, I think, made our program spread the most. We also, again, have social media. The library's webpage, you know, is available as well. So Lawyer in the Library program is well promoted through Pratt. We have our Compass, which is a bi-monthly newsletter for Enoch Pratt. It is listed in there as well.
Expungement is a real lawyer's term. For the rest of us, it can be confusing. What can be expunged and what can't? Why does it make a difference to expunge something from a record?
Thank you for the question. There are so many individuals in Maryland who have items on their criminal record that they were never convicted of or found guilty of in layman's terms. So, for example, someone may be arrested and charged, and then that charge is never fully prosecuted for a variety of reasons. So the disposition is the legal word, or the finding in the case could be a stet, a null pros. Sometimes there's jury verdicts that are not guilties or acquittals. There's sometimes probation before judgment. Someone will say, I got a PBJ. All of those items are eligible to come off of an individual's record. There's a court fee associated with that, which is prohibitive to many. That fee is waived if the individual qualifies for Maryland Legal Aid services. And in addition, the legal knowledge that a private attorney may charge to look at a record and understand what's eligible and what's not is also prohibitive to many that live in neighborhoods such as Pennsylvania North, where the library is. And so, an individual who applies for a job, we've had many clients that I've sat down with, and they'll say, Miss Amy, I have 40 things on my record. I have a terrible record. I'll never get a job. And after a few minutes with them, I say, you know what? You don't have that many things on your record. You will have one thing left. And that's one bad mistake, because everything else is expungible. And we can take all that off. And in many cases, we can clear a person's entire record. I met with a young mother who had her 2-year-old son with her, and she had 6 items on her criminal record. Every one of those items was expungible. And I explained to her, you know, when we're done today and I file this with the court after it goes through, your record will be clear. And she's, what do you mean? I said, it's going to look just like mine. Nothing is on it. And it was like I wasn't in the room. She took her 2-year-old's face in her hands and she said, honey, you have a brand new mommy today. And I see that all the time.
So if there's not a guilty verdict, almost anything else can be expunged?
That's correct. And in Maryland, some guilty verdicts can be expunged for crimes that are no longer a crime. For example, marijuana less than 10 grams is no longer a crime in Maryland. So even if the charge was a guilty conviction for marijuana less than 10 grams, that can now come off of someone's record. And in this October 1st of 2017, the laws will change again. The legislature has passed the Justice Reinvestment Act, and that act will allow the possibility for a number of guilty convictions for drug possession, for theft, for second-degree assault, to have the potential of coming off of a record. So we're expecting that our clinics become even more busy than they already are come October.
Melanie Towson-Diggs, from your perspective, What do you see lawyers in the library achieving? How do you think it's affected the community in Penn North?
First of all, coming into the library, they trust us. So if we have partners in there, then they're trusted as well. They're trusted resources. So I think that the community at Pennsylvania Avenue realizes that they can trust the lawyers from Maryland Legal Aid, that they are receiving help. And it's beneficial to them. It's a benefit for them, their families. It will maybe create a new life that they never had before. So I think that's how they feel.
It's really exciting. I'm grateful to you for talking to us about it. Melanie Townsend-Diggs manages the Pennsylvania Avenue branch of the Enoch Pratt Library, where Lawyers in the Library started. She's been telling us about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We need to take a quick break. Amy Petkosic from Maryland Legal Aid is going to stay with us, and when we're back, we'll meet a client of Lawyers in the Library. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us.
On the Record Podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Today we're talking with Amy Petkosic from Maryland Legal Aid about Lawyers in the Library, their free legal advice program. And joining us is one of her clients, Shannon Powell. Shannon had a long string of charges that prevented her from moving on with her life, but Lawyers in the Library has helped her move ahead. Shannon, I'm so glad to meet you.
I'm so glad to meet you as well.
And also with us is Amy Petkosic from Maryland Legal Aid. Shannon, when did you first contact Maryland Legal Aid?
Well, in my past, I went to Legal Aid, but I just didn't think that it would work for me, so I went back. In the community, start doing things that was unhealthy. However, this time when I came home from prison after a 10-year sentence, I got connected with a few people, and they was telling me about expungements at the library at Penn North. And I said to myself, I'm gonna do this. And when I got there, I went through the process. I didn't allow fear to send me back to old people, places, and things where I used drugs for over many years. So I met Miss Amy, which was the lawyer at that time for me. And the first thing in my mind was, I hope she don't think this is another statistic. I want something in life. And I seen the love and the passion that she had for clients. And I told her, I said, I have a record. It's way back to 1986. And it looked kind of messed up, but I'm not that person. And she helped me. And expungements start happening for me. And, like, I'm talking about the miracle, like, that I took a step and was able to help myself because I didn't want to live in a dilemma of animalistic anymore. And I stepped out on faith and I got the expungements done. And when I seen the first one came in the mail, like, that these charges were being, like, expunged, I got like 30 of them, like, already home. And I got like 10 of them in my pocketbook that I just recently got. I'm talking about how, like, the compassion that she has for the help people such as I gave me the ability to face the fear to move forward in my life. So, like, now I'm just waiting patient as it roll on because I believe now that this works. I believe that expungements work now because it's happening in my life due to the fact of me stepping out on faith and Miss Amy taking the initiative to help me. And I believe that it was going to work for me.
Let me make sure I understand. You talked about fear. Were you Were you fearful when you went to Maryland Legal Aid, to lawyers in the library?
Yeah, I was fear because, like I told you before, my past, like I tried it before, but I backed down because I didn't believe that it would work for me. So this time, I stepped out on faith and I went through the process instead of getting there and turning back. And then the evidence came when I got my first expungement paper in the mail, and I was so happy, and I pressed forward ever since then.
What difference is it making in your life to get these notices that such and such charge has been expunged? I mean, this charge was sitting there, but nobody was prosecuting you on it. So what difference does it make?
The difference is my barriers always been because of the stigma of the choices I made in the past. And it made my record so large and huge. And people didn't want to hire me because of the charges that I had. They didn't believe in me. You know, people were like acting some kind of way. So it like made me feel that I wasn't worthy enough. So I always went back to animalistic lifestyle of doing the same old thing over and over again. So now that like I pushed on, I believe that it works. I believe that this program has worked for me to help me in my process of barriers that I ran from for so long. And now that it's being expunged, it's like people hire me.
You have a job?
I have a job that I, at New Vision House of Hope, I work with 12 homeless women. And when I see them, it gives me the ability to be able to help them and love them, give them the love, that the same love that Miss Amy gave me when that day that I walked in that library. And she helped me in my process. So I give back to these 12 women that I seek over. And it's a voluntary job. But guess what? It's better than nothing. Because guess what? One day, I'm going to have my own business. And I'm going to be able to help people just like me.
That's Shannon Powell here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Shannon Powell has benefited from Lawyers in the Library, a program that brings legal assistance into neighborhoods where access to legal advice is often limited. Also with us is Amy Petkosik from Maryland Legal Aid. Amy, when Shannon talks to us, it really seems like Lawyers in the Library showed a gap that needed filling.
That's absolutely true. It's really changed the way that we do business at Maryland Legal Aid because we've been able to add this community lawyering perspective to the work that we were already doing. We have expanded this idea of placing lawyers in libraries, places that individuals trust, and in communities where services, especially legal help, is so lacking. And we've now placed the same idea into places of worship, community centers, job reentry centers. We are all over Baltimore City and now moving across the state of Maryland as well. And it's really changing the service delivery model and looking at who we partner with in the future. Civil legal services are really the missing link in the social service delivery system. And so when you go into a library or a job reentry center and you bring the lawyers in there and you're able to look holistically with case managers at the center at what this client needs in order to move forward with their life, it really is a true life changer. And you have our staff attorneys, but we have over 200 volunteer attorneys and law students that work with us. And so the more the word gets out and other attorneys at law firms and sole practitioners come to us and say, you know what, I can do that for an hour. I can do that for 3 days a month or 3 days a year. We can multiply the help that we can give to individuals such as Ms. Powell, and that is so important.
What is the limitation on your expansion? Is it money? Is it volunteers? What?
Absolutely, it would be funds. We're always looking for new funding opportunities, for new grant opportunities to broaden the program even further. We would like to be in every single library because every library in a community of need that we go to, we see lines out the door. Ms. Townsend Diggs spoke earlier in this segment about a line out the door. That was 650 people. And so I thought I'd fix that by giving them a flyer for the next time. And I had over 700 people the next time. And that's when we realized this program really needs to be expanded because there is a huge unmet need. And just 20 to 30 minutes of a lawyer's time can literally change someone's life. And we have law licenses, and the fact that we can use them to do this is what Maryland Legal Aid is all about and what all of our partners are about as well.
Shannon Powell, you mentioned your dream of a business. Tell me more about that.
I'm so glad you asked. On my job, I was pointed out to do a fundraiser. And I now sit down and I write mission and vision statements that can help someone such as I. And I get involved with writing donation letters to people to help the homeless people that I work with in all over the country, need be, so that we can get the help that we need. So it teaches me that I can do anything that my heart set out to do in a positive perspective to help lives grow, just as well as Miss Amy gave me a shot of hope to be able to move forward with my life and not go back to the things that kept me in a dilemma. So today, I do everything in the right perspective, and it's legal, and it's about helping to save somebody's life.
Shannon Powell, I really am grateful to you for speaking with us. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Shannon Powell turned her life around with help from the community program Lawyers in the Library. And Amy Petkosik, who directs the Community Lawyering Initiative at Maryland Legal Aid, which collaborates with the Enoch Pratt Free Libraries to administer Lawyers in the Library. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Earlier, we spoke with Melanie Townsend Diggs, who manages the Pennsylvania Avenue branch. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for being with us on the record. Tune in again tomorrow.